You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples. Find us online at cjsf.ca, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
It is 3 p.m. on March 10th, 2023. Welcome to episode 10 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, an update on the SFU lacrosse after the following messages.
Tree Canada's National Greening Program is planting seedlings across five regions of the country: BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They plant in areas that are in need of reforestation or afforestation across Canada. Tree Canada selects sites where appropriate native species will be planted to make sure that natural forests come back to life. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
First up is Brittany Daniels, Hindsight with Nothing.
Just to meet you, but you wouldn't walk over a low tide. owe me nothing, even if you want it. No matter what you thought you knew. And I don't owe you nothing. If I owed you something, the situation would be screwed. Oh, and you don't owe me nothing, even if you want it. No matter what you thought you knew.
That was Nothing from Brittany Daniels, Hindsight. Next up is Teresa James with A Little Help from Her Friends. Here is You Won't See Me. I'd like to discuss DSF athletics at this time. Two events occurred on March 4th. Women's Wrestling completed the 4th Annual National Collegiate Women's Wrestling Championships in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where the weight classes were in pounds. I will mention the top three results for SFU. Victoria Seal was dominated by Samara Chavez of King via a 12-2 technical fall in the semifinal, but toppled her next two opponents with technical falls, 10-0 over Emily Klein of Emmanuel in the consolation semifinal and 11-0 over Daniel Garcia of King for the third place in 116. In 130, Marquesas Hines upended her three opponents via technical falls, 11-0 over Lillian Shearer of Lockhaven in the consolation round 5, 12-0 over Sarah Sterner of North Central Illinois in the consolation semifinal, and 12-2 over Montana DeLauder of King in the third place match. In 170, Emily Q was dominated by Cheyenne Bowman of King via a 12-2 technical fall in the semifinal, but toppled her next two opponents, Alexandra Castillo of McKendree, in just 41 seconds in the consolation semifinal, and Kara Broedus of Sacred Heart in 48 seconds in the third place match. The Red Leaves earned 86.5 points for 6 as a team in the 4th Annual National Collegiate Women's Wrestling Championships in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Also on March 4th, the Red Leaves softball were trounced by the Western Washington Vikings 10-2 at Serum High School in Bellingham, Washington, where Megan Duclos stole her 22nd base, which set SFU's single-season record. Softball returned to action on March 5th, but fell to the St. Martin Saints 5-4 and 9-6 at Saints Field in Lacey, Washington. On March 6th, Sue Park of SFU Women's Golf was named the GNAC Player of the Week between February 27th and March 5th. On March 7th, Greg Germain, a former SFU men's soccer team player who is now an equipment assistant, earned a 2022 SFU Staff Achievement Award for managing several ALS Move to Cure events, raising over $750,000 in 8 years for research and quality of life support. Three events occurred on March 9th. SFU welcomed silver medalist wrestler Daniel LaPage, two-time CIS Basketball Player of the Year Jessica Kaksoka, football head coach Chris Beaton, and the 1983 men's soccer team into its Athletic Hall of Fame. Daniel LaPage, who competed for SFU between 2008 and 2013, won 3 individual Women's Collegiate Wrestling Association championships, a 4-time finalist, and All-American. LaPage also represented Canada in various international stages, including Olympics, where she overcame 2 career-threatening injuries to compete in the 2021 Tokyo Olympics. Jessica Kaksoka, who competed for SFU between 1998 and 2003, recorded 2,490 points, 19.7 points per game, 994 field goals, 61.8 field goal percentage, and 501 free throws, all of which rank second all-time in SFU. Kaksoka won the Canada West MVP, First Team All-American, and CIS Player of the Year in both 2001-02 and 2002-03. Kaksoka also won the SFU Female Athlete of the Year in 2003. Chris Beaton, the longest and winningest coach in the SFU history, served as the SFU football head coach between 1983 and 2005, where 85 of his players were selected in the CFL drafts. Beaton guided SFU to its first ever playoff victory in 2003, when SFU won the Hardy Cup as Canada West Conference champions. The 1983 men's soccer team won its second consecutive NAIA championships, where the team went 18-4-1, scoring 58, giving up just 16 goals, and recording 14 shutouts. The team was coached by Keith Watts, where goalkeeper David Vick was named to the NAIA All-American First Team, where he won 18 games. Back to March 9, 2023, softball played a doubleheader against Western Washington. The Red Leafs fell to the Vikings 4-3 and 6-3 at Viking Field in Bellingham, Washington. Three events are on tap today. The SFU football head coach Mike Regill announced two coaching changes. Eric Taylor has been promoted to offensive coordinator, while Samuel Richard was named as special teams coordinator. Taylor moves from receivers coach to offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach, where he brings over 10 years of coaching experience after a five-year pro football career, two of which was with the BC Lions between 2008 and 2009. Samuel Richard coached special teams and linebackers for 3 years at Bishop's University at Sherbrooke, Quebec, which play in U Sports, after playing as a defensive back. Track and field teams are competing in NCAA Division II Indoor Track and Field Championships in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Meanwhile, men's wrestling are competing in NCAA Division II Championships in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I will mention scores from the NCAA Division II Indoor Track and Field Championships after the following messages.
I'm ready to go.
You're hiking in that?
Of course. It's such a beautiful day, and I didn't want too many layers because I would only have to carry them.
You do realize these are mountains, right? It can go from sun to snow, and the paths are pretty rough and rocky. Maybe too much for flip-flops.
I'm pretty sure I'm prepared. I saw a picture of the hike on Instagram.
Everyone wants to enjoy the outdoors. Just remember the three T's: trip plan, train, and take the essentials. Being unprepared could lead you to a situation where you need help, like from the North Shore Rescue, a community-based search and rescue team that provides life-saving services. For tips on how to prepare for a hike, book an info session, or to donate, visit their website at www.northshorerescue.com. That's www.northshorerescue.com.
Welcome back. There have been several results from NCAA Division II Indoor Track and Field Championships in Virginia Beach, Virginia. In women's 60 meters, Marie-Ella LeClaire dashed at 7.4 for fifth to qualify for the finals. Generally, top eight qualifies for track and field preliminaries to the finals, but for some reason, for women's 60, the 10th place person was the last one to qualify, with 8th and 9th not mentioned as qualifiers. Marie-Ella LeClaire continued her day in women's 200 a few hours later, which took place at 2:10, as she clocked in at 23.87 for fifth, also to qualify for the finals. There is one event that is left for SFU today, men's distance medley, where the quartet of Aiden Good, Jordan Schmidt, Felix Allen, and Charlie Donat will compete at 3:50 our time.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired. Because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands. Even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
Here are the softball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference and NCAA Division II. Conference records take priorities, while overall records are used to break conference record ties. Western Washington is first at 2-0 conference, 10-8 overall. Northwest Nazarene is also 2-0 conference, but are second as they are 11-10 overall. St. Martin's is third at 9-4 overall. Central Washington, fourth, 8-8 overall. Western Oregon, fifth, 8-13 overall. Montana State Billings, 6-0-2 conference, 6-11 overall. And Simon Fraser, last, 0-2 conference, 5-15 overall.
She needs to learn how to pay attention.
She's not reaching her potential.
Hi, I'm Jennifer, and in grade 10, I was diagnosed with ADHD. At the time, this diagnosis made the idea of pursuing post-secondary education seem like an impossible goal for me. However, every year became an opportunity to learn how to better manage my disability, and I ended up going to university. Through my journey, I've learned that your disability does not define who you are or your ability to succeed.
The LIME Network is a nonprofit organization, an exclusive resource for university students, professionals, and veterans who happen to have any type of disability. We develop communities and provide members with some of the tools and self-confidence they need to reach their full potential. To join, visit www.limeconnect.com.
Welcome back. The third act of the hour is Joan Torres's All Is Fused. The track is Caribbean Mountains. Thank you. Welcome to the second half of the episode 10 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey,